Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday. Ah.
Oh, right till the end. It is Friday. It's the 8th day of November, 2024. Hey, fellas.
Good morning, Jay.
How we doing out there?
Hey, good.
Good. Except my headphones were unplugged here.
Oh, you okay?
That's why it sounded so bad.
Yeah, that's probably
or good, I should say.
Hey, hi.
He couldn't hear to harmonize.
Turn that down a little bit there. There we go.
Better, Warren?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Gosh, what the heck? I noticed first thing this morning I got up and I got this alert on my phone. It said that the air quality is terrible in Spokane. I was like,
why?
What are we doing?
Huh.
Yeah.
No idea.
Like 105 or something on the... Yeah, did anybody notice anything?
No, they just had it up on the television screen.
On the television.
It's for sensitive people.
That's
warning.
Correct, yes. Oh. And we're very sensitive around here, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm quite sensitive.
I don't know, that was weird. But yeah, apparently if that's a thing for you, so watch out for that.
Yeah. Stay inside.
Yeah. Oh, also the good news about the cold medicines, you saw they're pulling those off the shelf because apparently they don't work.
Yeah.
Huh. Who'd have thought?
I was like, what? I heard it coming in this morning. They've been talking about it for a while. I saw where they said, if you've ever taken and they're listing the name brands, and you didn't think it worked, it's because they probably don't. I was like, what the heck? How many of those did we buy? And where do we get in line to get that back?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. But other than that, all good news today, guys. All good news.
All right.
Good news.
Got tons of stuff to give away today.
Oh,
feeling
that's good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Got plenty of treats. Steve brought in donuts.
And you brought in Denise's...
Banana bars?
Banana, what was it?
Banana brownies.
Thank you, Warren. Gosh, of all the people, how does he remember that?
I would say that
because
why are you asking him?
I know. I couldn't remember. I'm like, that's a bad sign,
because
Steve.
It's food. And
I would technically call them banana tannies.
Banana tanny?
Because they're tan in color.
They're not really brown.
That's
a jokester.
I get jokes, people.
It's pretty bad, though, when I have to ask you what it means. I'm like, what? I mean, you're not wrong, though.
Right.
They are banana-y colored.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's certainly brownie.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, we got all that going on today. We got some stuff to give away. Let's see. I wanted to see what it was. Seahawks qualifier. Yeah, beanies. Warren was our beanie model. If you missed that, that's online. Put that on your resume.
Yeah, really.
Former Napa Auto Parts counterman. Is that what they call
you?
Counter for how long? 40 years.
46.
46.
But who's counting?
Holy smokes. I feel like that's a number I'll never remember.
Mm.
Was that the only job you had as an adult?
When do we call it start being adult?
I mean, usually.
16? Let's go with 16.
Most I was 18.
18, traditionally, yes.
Or you were making an exception.
Maybe like 40 for you.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. I worked at a gas station and lots of different farms.
Okay, yeah. When you were younger.
Yeah.
But once you were like eight, when did you start there? How old were you?
Just before I graduated from high school.
Man, I don't know how many people have the same job their entire life. That's got to be very rare.
I left for 10 months. It was still in parts, but it was drill rig parts.
Okay.
Like drilling in
but
a mine.
But it was still for the same company.
No, different company.
Oh, okay.
For 10 months.
Wow, way to ruin it.
I know.
Yeah, you had quite the string going. That's probably why you still had work weekends at the end, because you left for that 10 months.
Probably is, yes.
They counted it against you.
Yes.
It was on your permanent record.
It was, yeah. They're like, well, you know, we'd give you that Saturday off, but remember that 10-month thing about 30 years ago?
Not now.
No, we're going to hold that against you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congrats on the addition of beanie model to
your resume. Thank you. Boy, those things are warm.
Yeah, you look good, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't even recognize your face at first.
Because I took my glasses
off. That's right. Yeah. You had your glasses on your head.
Yeah.
And our buddy John, first thing he posted on that picture was, where are my glasses? And I said, yeah, that probably was a question. Where the heck did I do with my glasses? Oh, they're on my head. You only have the one pair of glasses worn?
I do. I've got another pair, but I don't know where they're at.
So you don't have one pair. Oh, you don't know where they're at. So I guess technically you do.
Yeah.
Risky.
Yeah, very risky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't lose those.
I was hoping to get cataract surgery. I just went to the optometrist.
Tell us more.
Your cataracts aren't bad enough yet.
Oh.
How much does it cost then if I just pay for it?
Oh, boy. I bet a bunch.
Yeah.
Do you know?
$3,000 or something like that. $3,000 or something like that.
$3,000? We could start a GoFundMe for your eyes.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
His, what was the saying again? Steve, the 18-year-old eyes, what was that?
Yeah. My body might be 80, but my eyes are 18.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, in some ways, mine are.
We know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He said you take the age, divide it in half, and add 7.
Plus 7,
is the magical number. Yeah,
quite a bit.
So, Monty, you are 55, so you will cut it in half. We'll say 27. Plus 7, you could date a 34-year-old.
Nope.
Kevin James.
Bruce, if we took your age and divided it in half and add 7, you could date a 90-year-old.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's just not nice.
No, not at all.
It's just not necessary. Yeah.
But funny.
And accurate.
Yes.
But other than that, I'm sure.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce. Hello.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Bruce.
What's up, Bruce?
Geez. I wasn't prepared to know what's up.
It's too early to know.
It is way too early. Been nice out. A little chilly, but nice.
Yesterday, I don't know, do you have leaves at your house?
Yes.
Do you have to take care of them, or because you live in the country, you just like leave them?
No, we
actually
screw them up and throw them out in the woods.
Sure, yeah. Warren, are you a leaf guy at your house?
Used to be.
So you don't deal with them at all now?
No, they're just laying on the yard.
They're there, and they'll still be there in the spring, and eventually they'll just go away, or they compost, or what?
Compost, I'm going to say. I'm going to try it. Yeah.
I see. So this is a new thing.
I've had too many things to do, and I haven't got it done.
And Monty, what do you guys do with the leaf scenario?
Well, you leaf them alone? we got a lot.
I know. That's what I was curious. Yeah. You can't pick up all those.
I try to get them all out into one general vicinity.
Okay.
And I run over them with the lawnmower and shred them.
Yeah.
Hey, good idea.
And then push them out to and then go back and forth and push them out into a field.
Sure, yeah. I mowed yesterday, but only just to pick up the leaves, basically was
that. That's usually what I do, yeah.
And then I have a bin, that the county picks up, the clean green bin.
Uh-huh.
So I filled that, and I'm sure they'll be like, well, that weighs 800 pounds, so that's going to cost you a little bit more money. And then I filled up the back of the truck, and that was only like number one time around. I have probably two or three more because the trees still have a lot of leaves.
Oh.
So the back of my truck, I filled them up on Saturday, I want to say, last weekend. And I forgot they were super wet and everything. So then I put more on top yesterday. I get to the dump yesterday, which apparently was the day to go because the leaves were all the way to the roof of the recycling center.
Wow.
Or the transfer center. And I get there and I start pulling the leaves out and I'm like, I forgot my rake. So I just got to do it by hand.
Oh, no.
So I'm standing in the back of my truck and I start pulling the leaves out. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh. Pull my hand out of there. It was like a
hot
fire
inside
there.
Yes.
Because they had started the compost.
Yeah.
And man, his steam is coming out and I'm like kicking him, trying to make sure. Fire in the back of my truck.
You could have caught it on fire.
Oh, easy.
Because that's what happens to barns.
As soon as I pulled it and it started steaming, I thought, well, is it that cold? No, it's just that hot.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you have to leave them in the back of your truck, but Saturday till yesterday was too long.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got insurance on that thing?
What, put them back in and let them sit there? Let them sit there for a while? I don't know how it happened. Yeah, so, a little public service announcement there. Yeah. Don't leave them in the back of your truck for about a week.
Yeah.
Especially when they're packed down and wet like that.
How'd they smell?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was, except for the fire part. That part was a little rough.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
And is a beanie model for Coyote Country.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
Hi, Warren.
Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everyone.
What's up?
Not much. Got an appointment. I have to leave the show a little early today.
Oh, today?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, what's early?
Don't let the door hit you.
Ooh. Where the good Lord split you.
Yeah. I think I got to leave about 10 to 9.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sad now on the inside.
I have a 9:15 a.m.
Why don't you give yourself a little extra? Leave it 8. It should be fine.
Yeah. We don't want you to be late for your appointment.
Yeah, 5 minutes early is 10 minutes late.
So yeah, that's right.
Be there.
He's like, well, I'm here 45 minutes early. And they're like, oh, golly, sit there and be quiet, please.
Yes.
Well, I'm sad that you have to leave early, but thanks for coming in anyway.
Well, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fun. Yeah.
I was going to say, are we already?
Well, it's fun.
Take care, guys.
Yeah. Daylight savings, huh?
It's all messed up on the clock.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. I hope it's nothing serious.
No. It's just the monitor check for my blood. You know, they
got to get in there and look around.
They check my monitor against their monitor.
Oh, damn.
Calibration issue.
Calibration. Oh, wow. Look at him go.
For the INR test.
Oh. INR too.
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Oh, okay. Monty.
Where
do
you currently work?
I'm looking for your bike.
What?
Monty.
Can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
Speak up.
What is going on? I always mumble. It's like I literally ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Stop. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. Tell me the time.
Monty.
Oh, my. Okay, well, so we'll start with this. Hey there, hi there, ho there, and good morning, Spokane!
Thank you. Thank you, Monty.
And I have to say that Bruce's little tiger thing is the best. Because Jay and everybody else just scratch at the wall kind of thing. Like
yes,
a cat would scratch at.
That's appropriate. Yeah, the way
but
he says.
Bruce just pumps his fist.
Yeah, he just, just closes his claws.
Yeah, yeah. Open lobster. And close.
Open. Yeah, it's like a lobster
claw.
Yeah.
That's right. He's got lobster claws.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good. Yeah.
And he was looking down. He almost forgot. And he looked up real quick. Like, oh, I got to do the lobster hands.
It's the thing. Yeah. It's the time. Yeah, doing
claw
the thing.
At it. Yeah. So what's up?
Oh, nothing. I have to tell you a little bit later though about these. Cool little ornaments I made. Little is not the word.
You made ornaments? Like Christmas ornaments? Or
No, they're not Christmas ornaments. They're lanterns. I made lanterns.
Oh, lanterns. Okay.
Sounds like you're telling us about it now.
No, I mean the detail. Steve, there's two things here. There's there's the tease, which is what I just did. And then the details will come later.
Ooh, look at that. Wow. Radio and everything.
Go ahead. Give him a heck, producer.
You're such
Steve.
A tease, Monty.
I thought I'd throw that out there, Steve.
He can't throat punch you in there. Go ahead.
Oh, I can come around pretty quick.
Yeah, but he could have put a knife in the door.
I'm still pretty fast, Warren.
Steve wants to get a locking studio.
Yeah, I really need one. Yeah.
I actually don't blame you one bit.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And how do you do at the self-check?
Kevin James.
Pretty good.
You're not that guy, are you?
I try not to be.
Okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Download the Coyote Country app. It's free. You can take us with you then on your phone, wherever you happen to be. Quick quiz. Monty, you have it on your phone?
What?
Coyote Country app?
Yes.
Do you need to download it again?
I don't think so.
It hasn't offloaded?
I don't
better double
so.
Check.
I'll double
Bruce,
check
you got the Coyote Country app?
I do.
And Warren?
Uh-huh.
Okay, just making sure. I'm going to kick you guys out of here if you didn't.
Ooh.
I know, huh?
I've been listening to your podcasts.
Oh, very good, Warren. That's nice. Bruce, you, never mind.
Warren,
apparently I have the Coyote Country hotline.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm aware you have that. Yeah.
I have the, it's on Spotify, so I can just.
Okay, well, there you go.
I can just ask that. So that's
there you go. Just ask and you shall receive.
Right.
That's very true. You can. Through your smart speaker.
Yes.
Speaking of that, here's your Alexa joke for Friday.
Oh, boy. Did you hear the secret about the turkey? It's really juicy.
Coming up on Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, not bad.
That's right.
You've got to chuckle.
Thought I'd remind you. Speaking of that, you guys want to do the Thanksgiving show this year?
Good.
27th. It's a Wednesday.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check your schedules. I'm sure you retired fellas are real busy.
Is that a
coffee day, Wednesday?
No, Tuesday.
Just Tuesday. Tuesday, Thursday or something?
Had it been interfering with coffee, it would be a problem.
I'm aware. Okay. I know
there
where we are.
A problem,
in
sir.
The pecking order. It's coffee and everything else is number two.
Yeah.
speaking of number two, our second clip from the Audio Vault is basically just for you, Warren. I know your excitement. I understand how you work. Hallmark movie.
My mom said that Ireland is where wishes come true.
Give you a lift to your cottage? May your home always be too small to hold all your friends.
Look, that's you.
Her Christmas wish was a wash.
It's got character.
But could it still be home for the holidays?
Is this where a kiss under the mistletoe comes from?
You could be the place that I want to return to over and over again.
Tis the season to be Irish. Part of Countdown to Christmas on Hallmark Channel.
Warren.
Hey, it's a little different because it's in Ireland.
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe there's that.
The plot is probably completely different from anyone you've ever seen.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Although she did say, I could return here every... Yeah, because of you. And also, don't forget, may your home be too small to hold your friends.
Premieres on Sunday.
Words to live by, guys.
Did you see me shiver a little
bit? Oh, I knew you were excited. I know you love yourself some Hallmark movies. And there you can thank Steve for that. Because...
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Warren.
What a face. Oh, my goodness.
I'm kind of sorry, kind of not.
Oh, don't be.
They were interviewing Jay Leno, and he had a little bit of an embarrassing moment that he was talking about when he was on the show.
You remember the first Bachelor, Trista?
Yes.
Tristan and Ryan. Tristan,
right. Yeah. Well, I could not have cared less about the show, The Bachelor. I didn't have any interest in the show. So I said, who is this person? Now. And what's the show? Okay, well, I'll talk to her. So comes on, and she's sitting here, and I'm seeing this side of her face, you know, so talking, and the segment goes, well, thank you, good to see you, and good luck with your marriage. So the show ends, I go out to my car, and there are three girls leaning against my car, and the middle girl goes, hey, Jay, thanks for doing this, great seeing you, oh, thanks, where are you from? She goes, what? Oh, where are you from? She goes, it's me, Trista.
Hey, yes!
I actually never saw her face. I just saw the side of her head. And why would somebody? Because a lot of times you come out and there are fans hanging around the parking lot. Where are you from? I apologize.
Right. Whoops, we just talked to each other for like 8 minutes. National TV, and I didn't recognize you leaning against my car.
Yeah.
I like how he didn't get into it. He started to, he's like, why would you be on the show and then be leaning on my car? But that's weird. But, good to meet you. Good to see you. That sounds like something I would do. Dang it. Guys, you are you Yellowstone fans? I don't remember.
Yes.
Monty, yes. Bruce, you haven't watched it, right?
I've never watched it.
Okay, but Warren, you've watched
it.
Yes. Starting on Sunday, of course, it's the second half. You know, it's now the last episodes of Yellowstone. And it starts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Fallon was talking about the fact that, you know, people are excited as long as they can figure out where to watch it.
Some TV news. This is big. The long-awaited part two of the fifth and final season of Yellowstone premieres this Sunday. They just dropped a promo. Take a look at this.
This Sunday, strap in for part two of the final season of Yellowstone. Entertainment Weekly says it's the greatest show to come out of the Paramount Network. Variety says, wait, what's the Paramount Network? I can't find it. Is that the same as Paramount Plus? USA Today says, hang on, I thought Yellowstone was on Peacock. Does Paramount own Peacock? The Hollywood Reporter says, okay, I Googled it. So the show airs on Paramount Network and streams on Peacock a few months later. If you don't have cable, you can use Philo or Fubo. Us Weekly says, Philo and Fubo, what the hell are those, Teletubbies? Variety says, screw it, I'll just watch TikTok for 6 hours. Yellowstone. Available on Paramount Network, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Philo, Fubo, Tubi, Roku, Freevee, Plinko, Poncho, and all hell, you can figure it out.
That is funny.
That is the best promo ever.
Most of America trying to figure out, how do I get that?
I know.
The New York Times said.
It's so weird. I mean, I'm not 100% sure I'll get it, but I'll find a way, one way or another.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
I'm not any clearer right now, Warren, than I ever was before.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you could help me out. Yeah.
We did know before, but now we're confused.
Paramount Plus, I think. Is that right, Steve?
That sounds right. I think that is right.
I think that might be right.
Which, of all the streaming services, that one is the most difficult.
Hard to get to.
No, not to, hard to get to. Hard to start.
Oh, because it takes forever to kind of load onto your TV.
Sometimes it doesn't. You got to reset and restart. And I'm like, this is annoying.
Well, good luck.
Used to be, you just click, click, click. There's another station. Click, click, click. There's another station. Click.
You've won all three of them. Yeah, all three. Yeah. And then that one weird UHF station.
Right. Right.
Click, 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 click. That was great.
So were all them things you just said legitimate things?
Streaming services?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy except cow. Except for that last ramble, there was a couple in there that
they might have made up. Yeah, yeah. Philo, FUBU, I mean, those are also real, but yeah, good luck.
Wow.
So yeah, this Sunday is when it kicks off, looking forward to it. And speaking of the oops and the embarrassment of like Jay Leno, here's Luke Combs with his oops.
And the last one.
He's talking about when he, just redid the song that got super popular from Tracy Chapman. You probably know the song, Warren.
No.
I drive a fast car.
And the last one, it says... I said, we got to make a decision. Leave the night a little down this way. And then it goes into the chorus for the first time. And then that's the verse that at the very end of the song closes the song as well. And she said, so when you recorded the song, you said, still got to make a decision instead of we got to make a decision. And that was the first time that I knew that I recorded the song incorrectly.
She pointed out the fact that he changed the word. He didn't even know what the word was.
Oh, golly.
He did change it. All the rest of the song is exactly the same, except for that. And when the first time he meets Tracy Chapman, she says, why did you change that? And he's like, I did?
I didn't know
She's
that.
She's like, yes, you did.
That was just spur of the moment.
Yeah, he's singing. Like, well, I kind of felt like I wanted to crawl in a hole. Oops, sorry about that. Too late, it's already recorded.
Wow.
Had to be a bad moment. That's your Audio Vault for a Friday. It's the 8th day of November, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That is our test of Bruce, if he's fit enough to be on the air still, is whether he can jump in the chair. It's impressive.
Kevin James.
It is. I thought it was he could reach the door handle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, here's what we're going to do here. We're going to play ABC first to three. We've got some categories. Steve has got the categories all figured out. And Bruce and Monty are the first guys. Now, before you leave, we're going to take a caller and let this person pick their prize. Here's what you can do. If you're listening and you want to win a prize, here are the prizes you can win. A Coyote Country beanie, as Warren said, very warm. You could win Chase Matthews tickets. You can qualify for the drawing for the Seahawks versus the Cardinals. Those are the things you can choose from. And all you have to do is pick which team you think is going to win. It's either going to be Warren, well, me and Warren, or it's going to be Monty and Bruce. So whichever team, if you choose the right team, you can pick your prize. If you do not choose the correct team, somebody else can pick their prize. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you two fellows, I guess you can get out of here, and we'll give you the category here momentarily. So we'll get a little listener lined up here at 4410999. They can pick which team they think is going to win. I got to get 60 seconds on the clock. Warren, how are you feeling? Smart today?
I'm trying real hard.
You're trying real hard to feel smart?
Yeah.
Well, don't put pressure on yourself. Sometimes a relaxed mind is a smart mind.
Okay.
Well, no, don't go to sleep.
Oh, what?
Warren's like, well, I dozed off. You told me to relax.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what your problem is. All right, let me grab it here. Is that the right one? Yeah, Chris, let's go. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Just a nice day off. Got some projects lined up.
Oh, really? What kind of, if you don't mind, well, what kind of projects are we looking at today?
Fishing with my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow. That's the kind of project I like to hear.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Well, let's see if we can kick off the day with you getting a prize here. You have to choose the team. It's either me and Warren or it's going to be Monty and Bruce. Which team do you think is going to win ABC first to three?
Hands down, Jay and Warren.
Okay.
No,
all right. Well, geez, now I have a lot of pressure there. A lot of pressure, Warren.
I know now.
Yeah. All right, let's do a little ABC first to three. Warren, we got 60 seconds on the clock.
60
Don't
seconds.
Don't be nervous. Remember, we go by the alphabet. You have the alphabet written down?
Yes, I do.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You sure?
Well, you never really know. You gotta ask. So again, we go down the alphabet. whatever the category is, we have to have an answer with that that begins with that letter. We get one pass, so we're going to use it wisely.
Okay.
All right, Steve, what is our first category? I have 60 seconds on the clock.
All right, the first category is things at a radio station.
Things at a radio station. Go.
Amplitude modulator.
Oh, my.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
B, broadcasters. C, candy machine. D, dummies. digital recorder. E,
elevator.
We do have that, yeah. F, we have frequency. G, we have goals.
Goals. Good music. Sure do.
Good music, yeah.
Oh, no.
H is...
H is
headphones. Come on, guys.
Intelligence.
Oh wow. J is J. K is
Kevin. L is
laughter. We just did.
Oh, laughter. Yeah. Lots of laughter.
M is microphones. N is none of your business.
None of your business.
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah. Why are you trying to know? Yeah, all really. Right. What we got to tell? All right, fellas. You'll see how they did. Very loose category.
Ronnie is very, very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll see how they do. You guys are jumping in and getting their headphones ready to go.
Ooh, I've decided I'm just going to go ahead and let Bruce do the whole thing.
You know, wow, that seems fun.
Fair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got 60 seconds on the clock. You know how it is. The answers all have to be in alphabetical order. Oh, you have to begin with the letter, and of course, we'll start with A, and here is the category.
All right, the category is things at a radio station.
Oh, okay. Radio
station. Mm-hmm. Oh, right now?
Amplifier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Broadcast station. Mm-hmm. Broadcast button.
Candy.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, a piece of candy. Digital assets.
Ooh, cool.
Okay, take it.
Emergency exit sign.
Ooh, cool.
We a Facebook that. Account.
Oh, yeah, I like have it.
Okay. Google.
Now we might be stretching it, but I'll let you Google have that too. One, too. Yeah.
A hallway.
Yeah. Okay.
Inside.
No.
Inside the radio station?
No.
An inverter?
Probably, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A juice box? How come a...
Jay Daniels.
Hey!
King of the radio.
King of the radio.
I don't think that one counts. You're missing a pretty obvious one.
What?
You are? What? That's it already? That's a minute?
What was... What letter comes before K?
K.
J. And you said J. Daniels. And for K,
Kevin James.
That would have been up there. That would have been good.
Wow, okay.
That would have been good.
I was waiting to get to M. I was just focused on microphone.
Yeah, you couldn't see it.
I couldn't get past
it. You also missed your pass. All right, get out of here. It's round one to us. You guys got... I know, Bruce.
Where'd you go?
We made it to N. We went to N, not very far.
Oh, okay.
I know. It was very close, actually.
Did you use microphone for M?
Of course we did, okay. Yeah.
Just check it.
I almost missed headphones for H, so... Which, you guys, what was yours? Hallway.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, almost identical. Yeah. All right, Warren, so far so good.
Okay, here we go.
We're not doing terrible. I thought you did great there. See, a relaxed mind is a smart mind.
I only got a few, but.
Uh-huh.
You only got a few? What?
I don't know. It's fine.
All right.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
The next category is things in the kitchen. Things in the kitchen.
Apple core.
Bisquick.
In our kitchen, we have a candle. We have dill pickles.
Yeah.
We obviously have electricity. I'll keep using that one.
Yeah.
F would be a...
Fry daddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. G.
Griddle.
Yep. H. Hand towel. I, ice. J is... I mean, we have Jell-O. We just made
it Jell-O.
K.
Carol syrup.
Oh, yes, that is actually right. L.
Lettuce.
Okay.
Mm.
M. Mushrooms. Are we just going to name all the food?
Mushrooms, yeah.
Nabisco?
Yeah.
Shredded wheat?
Oh. Sure.
Mm-hmm. O.
Olives.
Yeah.
P. Peppers.
Q. Pass. R.
Kumquat.
Refrigerator.
S.
Stove. At the buzzer.
Okay.
At the buzzer.
Okay.
All right, fellas. No, this ought to be good. All right. I don't know. I'm excited to see. All right, fellas, jump on in there. Here we go. We got another 60 seconds on the clock. Round two, no pressure.
I quit.
You quit. You can't quit.
I do quit.
Chris is counting on you guys to mess this up. 60 seconds on the counter. ABC first to three, and here we go.
Things in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Apple. Banana. I'm going to go with food.
Food's good. Cutlery.
Yeah.
Good one, Bruce.
Nice,
Bruce. Dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
E.
Like.
We're going to pass.
Oh, wow.
Food. Goods.
Grill.
Grill is great. H.
Hot plate.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah. I.
Indigestion.
Okay. In the kitchen.
Jello. Jello.
Okay.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid is correct, yeah.
Lights for something.
Oh, yeah. That's very true, yep.
Milk.
There's milk. Nice. Nice. Definitely good.
And I'd like to congratulate Chris on his win.
Nectarine.
Nectarine. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with oranges.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You got to O. We got to T. Congratulations, Chris. You chose wisely. You get to go fishing on a day off, and you get to pick your own prize. Let's see what we've got here for you. We've got a Coyote Country beanie you could have. You can qualify for the Seahawks Cardinals tickets, or you can go see Chase Matthew. That concert is coming up on the 14th. So, yeah, next week. What would you prefer, my friend?
Wow. Hey, you guys, that was a nail biter.
That's a real nail biter. What did you, which prize did you want?
How about we go with the tickets to the concert?
Absolutely. Chase Matthew, that's going to be a great show. He's awesome. All right, hold on for 1 second. Congratulations. Yeah, how'd that go, fellas? Feel pretty good about it?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. Thank you, Bruce. Warren was great. Yeah, just, really? He was just running the course,
oh,
man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, he did.
Surprising,
really,
isn't it?
Very. Very surprising.